You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And entering 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Ford, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama doesn't regret using the word thugs to describe the criminals who marred otherwise peaceful protests in Baltimore with rioting. During Wednesday's White House briefing, spokesman Josh Earnest said the president chose the right words to describe the arson and looting that went down.
Those were thuggish acts, and I think the president felt it was important to draw a clear distinction between those actions and the efforts of the vast majority of people in that community.
Many people believe the word carries racial connotations when used disparagingly toward African Americans. More demonstrations are expected today over the death of Freddie Gray. The streets of Baltimore have been calm throughout the night as a curfew remains in effect following Monday's violence and looting, but angry protesters have been arrested by the dozens in New York City, with over 100 people being detained Wednesday. Bernie Sanders says don't underestimate his chances of winning the presidency. The Vermont senator will officially announce his White House run later today. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is excited to announce free, massive, open online courses to equip God's people to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. These non-credit classes are completely free, no hidden cost, easy registration, and self-pacing with no deadlines. The same world-class faculty, the same content, the same great resources accessible to the church. Topics include interpreting and teaching the Bible, evangelism and missions, theology and culture, and work and worship. Go, take a class, learn, serve. Find out more at sebts.edu/mooc.
Okay, welcome to our show. This is Talented People, a special edition today. It's about 4:06 on Thursday, April 30th. I hope you had a nice month of April. It was kind of mild on us around here in the Central Jersey area. This is Talented People again, streaming live across the nation, featuring today a Santa Choice Award-winning title, True Performer. I'm going to tell you all about him in a moment. But right now, if you happen to be in our area, give you an update on the forecast. If you're Central Jersey, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m. today. Mostly cloudy with a low about 43 tonight. Friday, chance of showers mainly between 1 and 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high of 61. On Friday, mostly cloudy tomorrow with a low about 42. And partly sunny on Saturday with a high of 71. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low about 45. Then mostly sunny getting into the season of May. Great month. Can't wait for it. Sunday, again, it's going to be a high about 74, mostly clear, low about 52. Sunny again on Monday with a high of 78 and a low of about 57. So I just want to let you know a little bit about our guest. His name is Andy Z, and he is an award-winning multi-time over performer for children's music and the like. I'm going to give you a little flavor of his music real quick, so stand by, and we'll be ready for our conversation with him.
Just to root for the hometown crew, every Sue, Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said, no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. They don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Katie Casey saw all the games, knew the players by their first names, told the umpire he was wrong all along, good and strong. When the score was just 2-2, Katie Casey knew what to do, just to cheer up the boys she knew.
All right, so does that bring you into the month of May and also make you feel like going to a ball game? I think so. Andy Z, better known as the award-winning children's performer, again, it's Zemanis. How do you say that, Andy?
Well, you can say it Zemanis, or Zemanis. You can say it Zemanis. It depends on how Greek you want to be about it.
I know we've been through this before, having you on for other shows and other award-winning albums, but I always mess it up. We just know you as Andy Z, and you are a multi-time award-winning children's performer, and you've released 5 previous CDs, 5 singles, garnered Parents' Choice Awards, iParenting Media Awards, Creative Child, and Santa Choice Awards, and then Pumpkin Patch was featured on NBC Today Show. So I want you to tell us a little bit more about yourself, and then I see that you're going in a new direction here, and we just love your new classic songs and talented tunes that just came out. So tell us all about you and a little bit more about the album.
Okay, well, yeah, my name is Andy Z. We'll go with that.
Okay.
I'm actually a San Francisco Bay Area-based performer, and I'm a singer-songwriter, and I specialize in music and movement and songwriting for kids and for families. And I have been doing this now for what's been my full-time career, basically, for the last 13 years, and I feel very, very thankful for that. And the reason why, well, I came into this, this being my 6th studio album. I was I had already done my very first CD, and I also did the my Andyland CD series, which is kind of an audio play and tour of an imaginary world called Andyland.
It's one of my favorites.
And I actually did an album called The Grand Scream of Things, and it was a Halloween audio play, and it was for older kids as well. And I said, well, what do I do now? You know? And I remember, I mean, at the urging of a lot of parents and a lot of fan families, they would come up to me from time to time after shows and share with me, well, gosh, you know, it'd be great if you did a version of this song, you know. I mean, we just love singing this song at home, and we'd love to hear an Andy Z rendition of it. And also, through my affiliation with the Children's Music Network, started getting more interested in folk music. I've always been interested in folk music and all different related genres, but even more so, you know, when I joined. And so it all just kind of culminated in me saying, you know, I really love these songs, these traditional songs, and of course, I mean, they have the staying power and everything.
Right.
And there's a reason why they've been around forever. And not only that, I started to just research the origins of these songs, and, you know, I said it would be really great if I were to be able to record an album that had, like, you know, true to genre, more authentic instrumentation, and include all the verses and all the lyrics and things like that. Like, for example, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Of course, most people know, you know, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, you know, of course. But all those other parts in there, I mean, that's the song, and that was a song.
I did not, I wanted to ask you that, because I was like, okay, wait, did you add those parts on?
Yeah,
wait,
exactly. And
did
see,
you?
That's the cool thing, is that even, you know, even parents and folks, you know, they don't even know the full lyrics of the song, because usually it's just a part or the chorus or the main part of the song that gets that is popular.
All right,
so,
wait.
Yeah, and that song was actually written in 1908.
Oh my goodness!
And that is those are the full lyrics, and I thought it would be great.
I want to give everybody out there a little sampling of what you're talking about, because I found the same thing in This Land Is Your Land. So hold on for a second. I'm going to let them listen to until they hear where I wondered if you wrote this part, and you're saying this is actually the original work?
Mm-hmm.
All right, stand by, everybody. You're going to know what I'm talking about. Hold on a second. Let me get it here. Just give me a second here. It's too much fun to analyze this and also watch your talent grow. So just give a second.
Thank you. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island. From the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. Follow my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. When the sun came shining, and I was strolling, and the wind feels waving, and the dust clouds rolling,
a voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
There you go. I hope everybody got what I was talking about there. I didn't know anything about the private property part.
Right.
That's really, I mean, that is beautiful, and I think it's so awesome. What year was that? Were those lyrics created and that song made?
You know, those were created, I believe, in the middle part of the 20th century, basically.
That's incredible.
The thing about Woody Guthrie is he actually has he has quite a few versions of This Land Is Your Land, too.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
When I did the research and thank goodness for browsers now and things like that.
Too. Yeah.
I was able to do extensive research on that particular song. And I've always been a big Woody Guthrie fan. But that was the most full version, basically. It had all the lyrics in it, including that one. About private property I thought was important too, I think
it's incredibly important. And I think, you know, for us out there that, you know, really love those songs, like honestly when I was listening to your album I was, you know, taking it in, and I'm a big fan of the song anyway, and I'm a major patriotic person, so I start crying when I think of the Redwood Forest and everything. And then I was like, oh my God, I never knew that part of the song even existed. So I believe that for you, you know, you're educating not just, like you say, the children, but the parents as well, reminding everyone of, you know, the history and the thoughtfulness that people put into their work. And I love the fact that you're just kind of revitalizing that. And I do see that going in a different direction is interesting. And I think it's cool that you found a fresh angle on the song. So tell us a little bit more about that.
About the angle that it...
Yeah.
Oh, well, as far as what I was... why I wanted to do this or...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My original, you know, goal was obviously to do just that, to bring these back into the forefront of our listening experience, you know, in the family listening experience. And by the way, the Woody Guthrie song, yeah, it was like 1940, I believe, the original lyrics were written. So I just wanted to clarify that.
No, that's great. Thanks. We appreciate that.
But I really did. I mean, it was incredibly rewarding for me as well, because of course, you know, you and I grew up with these songs, and folks grew up with these songs and everything. But we aren't always exposed to the full versions of the songs, and songs change and they get recorded by newer artists and different derivations and things like that. I just wanted to go back. As close to the roots of the songs that I could, you know, and once I did that, I of course wanted to do the instrumentation in that manner as well. So it was, and that was an incredible experience too, being able to incorporate, you know, everything from banjo to mandolin to hammered dulcimer, you know.
That's
I even got to play harmonica on a tune, and it was pretty neat. So.
Wow, I love it. How many tracks are on the album?
15 tracks on the album.
And so, what are your favorites?
Oh, gee, my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my favorites. You know, I really like. I've been working on The Railroad. Of course, that's one of the simpler and shorter songs on the album, but.
Mm-hmm.
What I really like is the electric guitar part in that song in particular.
Wow.
Because it kind of harkens me back, and that was what I was trying. That's what I was like thinking when I was recording it. Was this working on the railroad and the heat and toiling away on the tracks and everything. And that's what that electric guitar part. Reminds me of. That's what inspired me to do it in that style, and it just fit really nicely with everything else. You know, you never know exactly how it's going to turn out, but I was particularly just, um, um, you know, I was happy about that.
Tell us a little bit about people you collaborate with on this one, because I know you've always included others. Who's helped you out on this album?
On this album, it's just incredibly talented people.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the first studio album that I've done outside of my own studio. Completely, pretty
wow,
much.
Wow, congratulations.
And it was Clubhouse Studios, Stephen Payne, and one of the main engineers was Peter Gotthold, who's basically a jack of all trades. He basically can play just tons of instruments, and he plays them very well, and he also sings. So it really was great to work with them. And then I brought in some of the musicians and vocalists that I work with, both performing and in studio from time to time, and all of them were pretty much local, San Francisco Bay Area people, including Carla Kane was my main female vocalist, and Allison Bailey Strike was my fiddle player, and she actually played all those fiddle parts and violin parts on all the Andyland CDs that I know you're familiar with.
I love them. I said I do.
Yeah, so I was able to do that, and also just bring in guest mandolin players, and brought in a pedal steel player for a tune, and I could name all of them because they're all so incredibly talented, and they all played a part in making this album as good as it is, you know. So
I know, and I'm going to share right now a real quick one from I've Been Working on the Railroad Again. We're listening for that electric guitar, so hold on. And I love the way you do remember everybody on your team as you get and gain popularity. You know, it's nice to remember those that are with you all the way. Hold on a second. Listen to this one.
I'm on a clap, clap, clap my crazies out. Clap, clap, clap my crazies out. Clap, clap, clap my crazies out. Wiggle my waggles away. I'm gonna jump, jump, jump my jiggles out. Jump, jump. I've been working on the railroad all the live long day. I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away. Can't you hear the whistle blow? Rise up so early in the morn. Can't you hear the captain shouting? Dinah, blow your horn. Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, fee-fi-fiddly-i-o, fee-fi-fiddly-i-o. Strumming on the old banjo.
Love it. I'm sharing that with everyone who's out there listening, because some people are driving and some people are at their desk, and we forget all about these songs that you're right, they're classics. And I want to ask you about, was there a criteria that got to where you selected your final count, or what was it that you were you just passionate about the songs?
Well, there were a lot of contributing factors to what ended up being on the album. It started off, I mean, there's just so many wonderful classic songs and traditional tunes and
yes.
American heritage, you know, mm-hmm. songs. And I was overwhelmed, to tell you the truth. At first, I'm like, gee, what do I include on an album? When I, you know, as it is, 15 songs, that's a good amount of songs to have on an album. And I really had to whittle down from there, too.
I could see it becoming a series. Too much fun.
Yeah. And I asked, so basically I did everything from asking my fan base, via social media and everything, like, hey, what songs would you like to hear?
That's
and
what it's put there
on
for.
Classic songs and traditional tunes album.
Good
I
for
did
you.
That, and that helped out a lot, because a lot of the answers that I got and a lot of the songs that were requested were songs that I really wanted to do anyway. So it just kind of you know, I did that, and I also did a little research on my own, and there were a few tunes that I actually found by accident that I forgot about, and that I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love this song. I go, I should put this one on there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night, another one!
So, yeah. Exactly, so that's how, you know, that's how basically I chose the songs to be on the album.
Well, it's so cool. So let's talk back about some of the other award-winning titles that you have. I mean, I really do love your work, and I've known about it and been around since about 2000, like 15 years now. I don't know how long, but a long time.
Yeah.
And I love the direction that you're going in. I think it's great to be able to share it with the parents because, again, like with Andy Z Land and so on, you know, we get to live through what you're sharing with the kids totally engaged. So tell everybody a little bit about your other work.
Well, my other work, it all started out with my first album, which is called Pockets, and that was actually a lot of traditional tunes as well, but it was much more geared towards toddlers, and it was at the beginning of when I started playing and actually teaching kids, too. I taught kids preschool music for a while, and then I just, you know, my imagination just kind of took off, you know, it's just that will happen when you're playing for kids and surrounded by kids that have wonderful imaginations. It just, you know, reminds you the kind of imagination that you have, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
So,
and that's so what comes through in your work.
Oh, thank you.
It really it sounds like you're having so much fun, really. And you're doing it from that, like, where we all wish we could just be back in those awesome days, you know, having fun. And that's what it comes through so much.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's how I created basically Andyland. Mm-hmm. And Andyland ended up being, it's grown. It's grown into a huge, it's a big island, and and it's, there are lots of friends on that island, lots of characters, and also lots of locations and lots of places to visit. So that was basically, that was the basis of my three CDs that, I kind of called them my Andyland series, but it's Welcome to Andyland, Return to Andyland, and Summer in Andyland. We're all basically a tour of this imaginary world, meeting friends, going from place to place, learning a few things along the way, but mostly just having lots of fun, and I'm the tour guide basically, so I'm guiding the kids through the adventure,
and that's the same way with the Halloween one.
Yes, it is the same way with the Halloween one.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that it's more of a, it's the script is more involved. It's more so like a true audio play, like a story.
Yes.
Something that could
lesson.
Hopefully maybe someday become a movie or a special. Who knows?
Right.
You know? But that's the kind of feel it is. You know?
Well, I honestly we've had a lot of guests on the shows over the years, and we have Parenting Matters show. We have Santa Choice Awards, you know, feature shows like today is one on Talented People. And we've had a lot of those larger properties, those companies, like, you know, they're huge, that would actually, I believe, if they were presented in the right place, an Andyland, a destination, you know, as far as everything with all of it, it could make so much sense because your music is so, it does flow. If it's a lesson like the Halloween one, and what's the name of it again? I'm sorry, I'm just like standing here going, come on, I won an award for Santa Choice. What was it?
Yeah. It was Santa Choice winner, The Grand Scream of Things.
The Grand Scream of Things, yeah.
Yes,
the story is so great. And then one track by the other, each goes together, and then the whole thing can stand independently, which I love that. And then with the Andyland as well, you kind of go with the flow. So, you know, as a listener, you're riding along in the car or wherever you're at with your child or whoever it is with you, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe he's going there because that's just so funny. So I love that because it keeps you from getting kind of bored or the kids getting preoccupied because right at the perfect moment, you switch into another gear and then you're doing something totally different, which is like just too much fun. And I mean, honestly, it feels like if you were going to a park and you got off the swing and went to the slide and you did something to experience everything. And that's what I like so much. And I love this about your new album as well. And I do want to tease everybody. I know we have a couple more minutes, so I want to hear more about what's going on in the future for you. And also, anything else on your mind? Because we do have some time here, but I want everyone to know that. And also, Andy Z, where is the best place for someone to go and to get a copy of one of the albums or all of them?
Actually, I think the very best place you can go is via my website, either andyz.com or particularly, and I really do recommend doing this, is visiting the official album website for the classic songs and traditional tunes. It's called, the URL is andyztraditionaltunes.com. So andyztraditionaltunes.com. And not only can you, you know, there are links to buy from there, from everywhere, from CD Baby to iTunes, Amazon MP3, and basically all the other digital music sites around basically offer this CD. So and or digital album, depending on where you get, you know, how you're, what format you're buying it in. So that's the best way, I believe. You know, andyz.com. You can buy all the you can buy all the titles via that website, because it has the direct links to the CD Baby page and pages, you know, and other digital download sites that have Andy Z in their catalog. So,
so tell us a little bit about the day-to-day work of while you're developing, you know, the albums and things on the horizon. And I know one time you were doing work with the schools, like you mentioned earlier. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you because they wanted to have you speak to their group or anything like that, what would be the best way for that to happen?
Also via the website, mm-hmm. Would be the best way to do that, and just go to the Book Andy, you know, section, or you can leave an email on the press page at andyz.com. The best way, in especially if you're, you know, email friendly way, I guess, to do it would be to send an email to info@andyz.com, and that will go not only to my booking agent, but it will also I also get copied on those messages as well. So.
And I want everybody to know, what's your Twitter handle, Andy Z?
Andy, it's Andy Tweets, at Andy Tweets. Now, this at Andy Tweets is kind of a play on words anyway, so it's AndyTweetz.
I love it. And I know that you and I are following each other, and for those out there, tomorrow, actually, we're taping in studio for Talented People Television out of Princeton, New Jersey, an interview with Andy Z. So if you want to watch that, you can follow along on the Twitter handles, and you'll be able to see the clips and promos, and also when it's actually going to air on television and online. We're really excited about that, by the way. He's going to be Skyping into the television station from California, and you know, we're going to be able to talk about this, but if you want to watch along and get to know him a little bit better, you'll be able to see him in person. And
I'm totally excited too.
Yeah, totally. So are we. We are. So tell us again, like, okay, so what's on the horizon? What are you thinking is going to happen next?
Well, you know, right now, and this happens as it did as this happened before with you know, when I complete a project, you know, a lot of it now is just, you know, of course, getting it out to as many people as possible, mm-hmm. and that's really what's driving me right now. It's really a full-time job, just doing that, getting the word out about the album and making sure that it gets into as many hands as possible, and doing things related to that, continuing to build the album website, because eventually I want to make it a resources site as well. Oh. for folk music and for American, you know, traditional music and things like that.
Oh, I got to talk.
Yeah, and that's how much it left an impression, you know, just a positive impression on me creating this album, is that I got to research and I got to find out so many cool things, you know, about our heritage, you know, American music heritage. And
it really does cross off into a lot of different places, because again, you know, where I come from with the Redwood Forests, and you over there in California, and it's like we're over here in the New York area, we could just kind of sing along. But you know, we had on a public relations firm promoting the Hollywood Arts Council about a year ago through Paramount Studios, and they were talking about, you know, kind of revitalizing and so on, you know, in the arts world, painting and so on. So we ended up having a Paint the View, which was really cool. event here on the East Coast where that we had artists go out and paint the view. And then what happened was they donated their work to charity, which was the Mariah Foundation, and then those paintings were sold off, and then the proceeds went to certain charitable organizations that were worthy of them, especially in the children's area, or with one particular in this area of Hunterdon County, New Jersey, called Helpful Hearts, anyway, which are still, now, yeah. So what I'm thinking while you're talking, I'm like, we have to talk to Regina, your PR person over there, because your songs really do pull and tug at the heart, and I could see where that we could actually kind of help you, and we should get together on this. And actually, I'm asking everybody out there listening as well, because we had such an interest level. We had people coming from the Poconos, Atlantic City area, South Jersey, Philadelphia, all within like less than 2 weeks' notice on the internet. You can go to Paint the View, by the way. We will feature you, Andy, and this whole entire archive over there. It would be so much fun because you could be the music behind driving all the passion that people love to paint their own redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters, right?
Of course.
Yeah, and I can just see it because I love, you know, the way that you are. You're so sincere, by the way, everybody out there. Andy is one of those people that, you know, he's not knocking on our door to get on the show. We're knocking on his because he just is deserving. And to that end, I want to do something kind of funny here. We were talking a little earlier about the way that the music has a little bit more messaging to it after you get through those, you know, those lyrics that you all recognize. And I thought this one was funny too. So I'm going to just give another second because I know that when everybody's walking away today, if they just get a little bit more taste of your music, then they're going to be also trying to find you a little faster. So hold on for a second and we're going to listen to this one. And then again, out there, all you guys, we love you so much. And thanks for making us number two on the station over here. We're going to make you laugh a little bit by listening to the lyrics here, which I never knew existed. Hold on.
In a cavern, in a canyon, excavating for a mine, lived a miner, 49er, and his daughter Clementine. Like she was and like a fairy, and her shoes were number nine. Herring boxes without topses, sandals weren't for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Drove she ducklings to the water every morning just at night. Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine. Ruby lips above the water, blowing bubbles soft and fine. But alas, I was no swimmer, so I lost my Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. How I missed her, how I missed her, how I missed my Clementine. Till I kissed her little sister and forgot my Clementine. Then the miner, 49er, soon begun to peek and pine. Thought he ought to join his daughter, now he's with his Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.
That is hysterical. And I have to say that I swear, I remember one day when I didn't know I needed contact lenses and I was standing in a Target store and I was looking up at like all the row aisle things and I didn't know that I couldn't read them. And then one day I got contacts and I was like, I felt like I lived in a different world. That's what that song did to me. I love the song to death, but it makes me laugh out loud as the lyrics are so, you know, intense. There's so much to know about that song that's hysterical. How about you? What did you think of it when you were listening?
Darling Clementine?
Yes, when you were researching that song to put on your album.
I thought it was, wow. You know, I mean, it wasn't easy living back then.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
And
we take these things for granted. You know, we're all whining over here. It's like, that's a real story.
Yeah, well, it's a real story, and it's pretty intense, and it's kind of like, wow, do we put this, on a Family Folk album?
I love it.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, you do.
Because it's authentic, and it's real, and I think most of the, you know, the crux is still going to be of a song like that is, you know, you're going to hear the chorus in your head. You're going to hear, oh,
it's
my darling.
Just, you know? Awesome. And, yeah. And I love it. I love it. And I'm telling you, those are the things, you know, it's like, who would have thought? And that's what I love about your work all around the block on all three of them that I know of really well, plus, you know, the history of you. But so anyway, we're already at the end of our time together. But I wanted to ask you what else you'd like to share with everyone and just again congratulate you on this awesome work, classic songs and traditional tunes, you know, by you, American folk and classic children's work, Andy Z. Tell us one closing remarks.
Okay. Well, I guess I didn't tell you because I was still on the classic songs and traditional tunes, but I also have some plans. I'm currently marrying my songs to curriculum. For songs for teaching, so that's kind of an ongoing process, but you know, there's only so much time for everything, but I'm doing that, and I'm not going to get too much into it because I don't you know, it hasn't really developed yet, but we're actually well, I will tell you this, we are going to do a music video for Turkey in the Straw off of the new album.
Wow.
And that is a definite thing, and I'm so excited about it. It's going to be it's just going to be awesome. So I'm looking forward to getting that going and sharing it. And I think the only other thing is there is a possibility that Andy Z will hit TV at some point. So it's remote right now, but and it's still in the in its infancy. Basically,
mm-hmm.
The whole thing, but you never know.
Hey.
So it could very well come to fruition someday, and
that
would just be wonderful.
Will be very well deserved. And
oh,
however we can help, let us know. Keep us posted on Twitter so we can follow along. I want everyone out there to remember that, you know, you can listen to the Talented People Archives later on this evening as well as through the weekend. And then after tomorrow around noon, you can actually go to the website, grab the clips, and they will have the commercials. But we actually abbreviated this special segment of Talented People. So after about the first 5 minutes of the hour, we've had a clear half an hour straight with Andy Z to talk about his amazing work and the new album.
About flow. Wow, that was the flow right there.
I don't think there's ever a loss for things to talk about with you, and I'm really, again, excited about having you in the studio for tomorrow for television, and you know, it'll be the same way. So
thank you so much, Jeannie, too, and I just wanted to really say that because you really have been a proponent of Andy Z over the years, and I know that you are every bit as sincere, so I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I do mean it from my heart. I enjoy so much just spending time listening to your tracks and just kind of getting a kick out of how much fun you must have because you are really living through the eyes of the kids. And that is so special. And when the adults can still be reminded of those precious moments, really. You can't ask for more than that. So good luck, continued success. And everybody out there, again, thanks so much for making our show popular and kind of bringing us into your lives. We'll be back again on next Wednesday, 3 to 4, 4 to 5. And have a great week until then. Thanks so much. Signing off now, Jeannie Murphy, Talented People with Andy Z.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
Advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 47 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Today is the last day of April, April 30th. Partly cloudy skies this morning will become overcast during the afternoon. Slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 61. Winds east-northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Considerable cloudiness and a slight chance of a rain shower tonight. Low 44. Winds east-northeast at 5 to 10. And cloudy and a high of 63 on Friday, the first day of May. Winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 71. Might be a rain shower. On Sunday, 77, sunshine and some clouds. Monday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds and 81. And on Cinco de Mayo, sun, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 84. Next week, it's all in the 70s, folks. Spring is here and summer is on the cusp. Temperatures in our area right now, 47 in Franklin, 50 in Stockton, 55 in Phillipsburg, 49 in Ringgoes, and 50 in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, just down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County. Today is International Jazz Day. A little Herbie Hancock, bringing jazz to the popular world, to the pop culture. It is 8:09. It's Thursday. It's the last day of April. It's hard to believe that 3 or 4 weeks ago we were still sitting there dealing with snow. And now we're dealing with mild temperatures. It's going to be a little chilly tomorrow, but we're doing okay. And it's time for us to look at traffic. Let's find out what's going on our Hunterdon County Road. HARTTMA.com sends me my alerts. And we have an incident on Route 31 southbound. This came out at 7:39. It's at Allerton Road. There's an accident there. I don't have an all clear on it. So about 30 minutes ago. If you're coming down southbound on Route 31, or even if you're going north over by Allerton Road, chances are there's people going to be slowing down, getting a good look at what might be going on over there. So check it out and drive safe and sound and avoid it if you can. Maybe look for another route. Maybe you're coming down Route 523 instead. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Jimber Radio Traffic. Time to look at what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com for today. I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heidi back at 8:30. Talk about the markets. And, oh, the Fed threw us a curveball. So we're going to find out what happened there. And even crazier than the Fed throwing us the curveball was how the market reacted. Michelle and I will laugh about that at 8:30. At 8:45, we get Reverend. Mayor Janice Kovach. I don't know why I was going to call her Reverend. Mayor Janice Kovach from the town of Clinton. She's the mayor over there. They're celebrating their 150th anniversary. They finished up doing Clinton last week, and now they're getting ready for the big bash. The one over on the 30th, and they're going to have all sorts of great things happen. A big cake and all sorts of activities. So we'll hear from Mayor Kovach as to what's going on with the town of Clinton for the next couple of weeks. At 10 o'clock, it's Randazzo's musical journey. Greg Randazzo grew up listening to the 60s, 70s, and 80s. He learned it, loved it as a kid. He'd like to have you enjoy it as well. So for an hour, he spins some records and has a little theme to it. Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry show on up from the library. The library show is on. An impressive array of books, materials to borrow, exhibits, programs, community support, including the big book sale is going to take place, I believe it's this weekend, as a matter of fact, over at the South Branch County Park. So we'll listen to Jennifer and Jim to get the latest on how to deal with that and get the bargains of a lifetime by going down to the sale over there, which helps the county library system. At noon, Mr. Jim Gonneau comes back. He was on vacay, and Jim always post something about what he's doing on his show, and so I'm going out to check it out as we speak. And he says, on taking care of business, Jim will be talking about what he learned about business on a recent vacation to Vermont. I learned that Jim Gonneau wrote a book. Did you know that? Well, you can learn about that and listen to more about that on taking care of business. He'll also give his views on the crisis in Baltimore and how it affects business and tourism there. He'll talk about how Canada's opt-in rules could change marketing as we know it, and the seven ways to maintain momentum after the meeting. Meetings are great until everybody walks away and says, that's great, let's go and do that. And then nothing gets really done. So there's a way to kind of make sure that everybody's held accountable, and there's to-do lists and action items, and you make sure you do all that. And Jim's going to give you step-by-step about how to do that. That is on Taking Care of Business. You'll know about it once you hear Backman Turner Overdrive revving up, and Jim Gonneau comes on at noon. At 1 o'clock, it's Afterlife Real Life with Reverend Trish Woods and Jane Laffin. They come across the pond from United Kingdom. At 3 to 4, it's Manny Farinacci doing Devil's Advocate, and he would like to provide both sides of a issue. And so he takes call-ins and other ways of getting in touch with him via social media. And we round out the day with our anchor leg, and that's Sue Ann Sesha-Harden. She is the host of Holistic Around Hunterdon, our syndicated show over at Sedona Talk Radio. Sue Ann is a holistic healer, an energy practitioner, and a fifth dimension healing energy owner. That's the name of her business. And on Holistic Around Hunterdon, she has two folks that she's going to be talking to. And they are talking about healing touch, which is relaxing, nurturing energy therapy that helps the body, mind, and spirit rest, restore, and rebuild. Two local practitioners will discuss the healing benefits and treatments and why you should consider adding this healing modality to your holistic wellness toolkit. One is Melissa Pickle. She's a registered dietitian, I believe. Yes, and a nutrition counselor with a whole foods and holistic approach on wellness. And her practice specializes in diet makeovers. And Mary Ann Cowan is a New Jersey State licensed and nationally certified massage therapist who has been in practice for over 20 years. And she specializes in relaxation massage, deep tissue massage, and energy healing. It'll be interesting to learn how the healing touch is similar to or differs from Reiki. Keep learning more about these nuances. And so Sue Ann and I'm sure Melissa Pickle and Mary Ann Cowan will provide the distinction of all that. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, our mobile website, our Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterandChamberRadio.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama doesn't regret using the word thugs to describe the criminals who marred otherwise peaceful protests in Baltimore with rioting. During Wednesday's White House briefing, spokesman Josh Earnest said the president chose the right words to describe the arson and looting that went down.
Those were thuggish acts, and I think the president felt it was important to draw a clear distinction between those actions and the efforts of the vast majority of people in that community.
Many people believe the word carries racial connotations when used disparagingly toward African Americans. More demonstrations are expected today over the death of Freddie Gray. The streets of Baltimore have been calm throughout the night as a curfew remains in effect following Monday's violence and looting, but angry protesters have been arrested by the dozens in New York City, with over 100 people being detained Wednesday. Bernie Sanders says don't underestimate his chances of winning the presidency. The Vermont senator will officially announce his White House run later today. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Business leaders from Mississippi and Israel met Tuesday in Jackson, Mississippi to evaluate potential partnerships. USA's Russ Jones attended the groundbreaking summit and has this report.
Governor Phil Bryant hosted the Israel Meets Mississippi Business Summit April 28th at the Jackson Convention Complex. Mississippi businesses were linked with pre-qualified prospective partners based in Israel and gained first-hand knowledge about innovative products and services. During a press conference, Ron Dermer, ambassador of Israel to the United States, said Israel has learned how to create world-class technology with limited resources.
The secret of Israel's success is our innovation.
And innovation requires chutzpah, it requires a little bit of daring, a little bit of skepticism, a little bit of challenging the conventional wisdom to create a better mousetrap.
In 2014, Mississippi Governor Bryant led a 15-person defense-focused trade delegation to Israel. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal